brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how incredibly disgusting this is. You have the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of the Netherlands, representatives of the Queen of England, all of these big oil company heads, the heads of the top banks in the planet, the people that have created the derivatives, the people that have bought off our politicians worldwide. 2 years ago, they came in and openly bought off the Greek government, put their president in, put their finance minister in. You look at countries all over the world, they got Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, former people in the revolving door working inside the major governments as the finance ministers, the presidents, the prime ministers, the leaders of the senates. This is how they're getting away with the corruption. This is how they get away with the rest of the world economy melting down, global depression, while these mega banks make trillions of dollars and individuals are paid billions and billions and billions in bonuses. And as the water prices are increased, so the government can, quote, pay off the debts they don't owe in Ireland and Greece, in the United States, as taxes are raised everywhere, and as the services are cut, the people are told they're cutting services for austerity to pay off the debt. But if you look at Eastern Europe, you look at Latin America, you look at Western countries that have been taken over by these people, you never get out of the debt. Because it's impossible. It's 1.5 quadrillion. It's fraudulent. That would have been like telling Germans in the Great Depression in 1932 that they had to pay off every individual family's debt of trillions of marks. You know, it took billions of marks to buy a loaf of bread. USA Today yesterday had the cover story that it's really $60+ trillion that the United States, quote, owes. Well, I'm sorry, last year the Washington Post reported the U.S. share of derivatives is $600 trillion of the 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. It's impossible to pay off. We don't owe it. It's a fraud. We are incredibly wealthy. But they've invested the police pension funds, the fire funds, the teacher funds, the private funds, everything in these systems. And now they're holding us hostage saying, give us whatever we want, cut all your benefits or you'll get nothing. That's the trick. And then we do that 3 years ago, things get worse. Now they're back saying more bailouts, more money, more unlimited trillions to Europe, or Greece will collapse and take Europe with it. It won't take Greece and Europe with it, and then America. It will take the bankers with it. And you watch, they're going to have trillions more in, quote, bailouts that are really just blood money paid to these criminals, and they'll be back in a couple more years for more, more, more. And the deeper the depression gets, they'll say, cut, 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 pay us everything and we'll fix it. Then you cut, 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 pay them everything, and it only gets worse. Here's Obama. And we told you a week ago this was going to happen, that at Bilderberg they were going to get trillions more. And Obama is pressing the Germans and others to bail out, it's not a bailout, to give trillions more, including U.S. taxpayer money and German and French and other money, to, quote, save Greece or it'll pull down Europe. The debt, over 90% of it, is created by the bankers. They just get government to sign on to the debt and promise to bail it out. Then they turn around and say, this is your debt. You've got to pay it. And we're going to cut your pension fund. We're going to cut your Social Security that you paid into. Now, I'm not a fan of people being dependent. I'm not a fan of the socialist model because I know it was created by the banksters on record to get you dependent so they could then hold you hostage and control the entire system and have everything under federal systems that tie into the world government. But here's Obama, and we told you this was coming. Obama presses Europe, pledges help for Greek crisis. They've already had three rounds of bailouts there. Greece has lost its credit rating, just like Moody's, Standard & Poor's says the U.S. is. So it's more, more, more. The more you pay the bankers, the more you owe them. Because when our countries create a dollar to bail someone out, a dollar of debt is created to the very bankers that we're bailing out. It's like a snake eating its tail. The fraud is so huge and so simple, it makes it complex and people can't see it. It's us or them. It's us or them, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back with more coverage. Stay with us.
The The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This has been the biggest year ever in the 35 years that the Bilderberg Group has been exposed. They've been meeting, of course, for decades before that. Their own corporate minutes have been ferreted out. Since then, they've even released some of them to the BBC a decade ago, admitting they want to set up world government. But U.S. media, until just a few years ago, was still saying it did not exist and that you are insane if you talk about it. That's why I get countless emails of people talking about their family members. If they talk about it at dinner, visiting their parents or their children or their neighbors, they are laughed at. Because the average mind-numb person out there thinks they're on the winning team if they laugh at people that have more knowledge than them. We now have the full 2011 official attendee list. It is bombshell. We'll be breaking it down. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge is also linked to it, DrudgeReport.com. Also, Paul Joseph Watson, there's a video on the site, breaks down the official Bilderberg 2011 attendee list. Bilderberg behind Rick Perry 2012 run. That report is up on the site, also with the news that Newt Gingrich's staff is quitting and going to the globalist Perry because Gingrich is falling out of favor with the ruling class because he's losing so much traction. We've got a lot of key economic and military news today coming up. China's rating house says U.S. is already defaulting, as I've told you for years. We're going to explain what that means to everyone. Hyperinflation and the death of the dollar. It's all coming up today, but I take you now to Paul Watson in St. Moritz, Switzerland, the site of Bilderberg 2011 with a lot of big developments. He's also with We Are Change out of Switzerland, and We Are Change founder Luke Radowski, also RT reporter and Infowars.com roving reporter with some big breaking news on the staged bomb threat that even The Guardian is reporting was staged. We, of course, first broke that news here yesterday because our team is working so hard and doing such a great job. And we go now to Paul Joseph Watson with a report on the latest developments. Then he'll hand the phone off to Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Paul, break down the latest developments.
Hi, Alex. We're at an event that's just up the hill from the Bilderberg Hotel. About an hour ago, we actually went in the field that's just above the hotel, just outside the police line, and we were able to film live footage, which was streamed on Justin TV, of the helicopter picking up one of the Bilderberg members. We believe it to be a woman, and it flew off over the mountain, so we got some pretty good live footage. And then afterwards, we were interviewing Dominique of We Are Change Switzerland, and he was telling us about a big breaking story involving the Swiss politician Dominique Bettig, who before the conference had called for Henry Kissinger to be arrested as a war criminal. And I'm going to hand you over to Dominique so he can explain the letter that has now been presented to the Swiss.
Okay, and tell us who Dominique is again. Tell us who Dominique is before you give him the phone.
Dominique is from We Are Change Switzerland.
Okay, Dominique, good to speak with you, sir. Give us this report.
Okay, yesterday we went to the Soretta Hotel, the Bilderberg Hotel, where they meet, and we brought a letter from the Swiss legislature, Dominique Bettig, who was stated that the different journalists were intimidated by the police. They were followed by cars with the German numbers in Switzerland and black windows and things like that. So Bettig wrote an official letter that we handed out to the chief of the region, Barbara Janom Steiner, to get sure that the journalists can do their work and that the coverage is done about the Bilderbergs, because he know what the agenda is from the Bilderbergers, and he doesn't want them to meet in Switzerland. They should go away, he said. And tonight he will come to confront the event managers about the case that Henry Kissinger is coming to Switzerland.
This is big news, sir. And again, you've already had a member of the equivalent of your Congress come out earlier in the week and call for arrest of Kissinger. Is this the same?
Yes.
Now, explain your government system. Explain your government system and exactly who he is and his name again and who's talked to him. It sounds like you've talked to him. You have the official letter. Yes. He's already in the papers saying he wants Kissinger arrested. And you're saying he is coming today to confront the police.
It's not the only one. There are two other legislators coming up there in the Hotel Randolins, where we stay, at an event that they talk about the Bilderberg meetings and their agenda. And so we have in Switzerland a subsidiary system. So the people, the local people, can do politics, and then it's go up and up to the federal system. So it's not a centralized system where in the central laws are being.
Yes, sir. For those that don't know, the United States, more than the Greeks and Romans, as we were told by modern historians, the United States, if you read the Founding Fathers, was actually founded off a Dutch model that was then exported to Switzerland. Switzerland already had a similar model where you actually have your states, of course, under another name. You have your, cantons, correct?
Yeah, this is called Canton.
Yes, you have your states, for those that don't know, and they are the supreme power. They then vote and completely order the vassal federal body around. As our republic was established, we now have it completely backwards here in the United States, and that's why we're in so much trouble. And so some of the leaders of the states, hence leaders of the federal government, because the states run your federal government, are coming. You're saying three of them. We do have the mainstream Swiss papers from 2 days ago where he was saying he wants them arrested. Your prime minister has said they shouldn't be meeting there as well. So what you're saying is confirmed there. But this is big breaking news. This is the first time I've ever heard of this, that the leaders of a government are going to be going and confronting the criminals that are meeting there. Any other details you can give us, sir?
Yeah, the other things is, that Betzig, the national legislature, said that if something's going to happen, if blood is on the street, the whole responsibility has to be taken by the chief of the region, who is also attending at the Bilderberg meeting. But it states that stop all the scaring of the journalists and let them get the work out and do the big coverage of the Bilderberg meeting, because in a country like Switzerland, if we have direct democracy, the people should be informed about this meeting, and that we have an Article 266 that states that our politicians cannot meet in secret with other politicians from other states, other countries, foreign countries.
Yeah, it's called treason. So, we have the Logan Act as well.
Yeah, it's treason. It's like the Logan Act, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's an illegal thing, and he repeated this, that he don't want to be a part of this system where the Bilderberg can get a platform in this country. So.
Well, amazing, sir. Now, to be specific, you're with We Are Change. Luke Radowski is there as well. Paul Watson is with you, but you've seen the letter. I mean, how do you know the letter? Have you seen the letter?
Yes. I wrote a letter to the legislature. In Switzerland, you can reach your legislators, wrote them letters. And if you know them, if you're going outside to meet them, talk with them, they're trying to help you. There's a few politicians who have the balls to help you.
Well, sir, you're amazing. You're amazing. Give us your full name, because you deserve great credit doing the right thing and going to your representatives, your servants, your legates, the people that serve you, your representative, and getting them to do the right thing. This is going to be very, very historical, and obviously we've got to have our team there covering it, and we'll have our team there covering it, and more on that live in the third hour, literally with their cell phones, as this happens at the gates of Bilderberg. But specifically, give us your full name, sir.
I just want to mention that we are a lot of people here, and it's the work of everybody here.
And I wonder if the police are going to try to keep their boss from delivering this letter.
I think the Swiss police are very patriotic, some of them even are, and they didn't know what they are protecting. We have to inform them about the attendees and about the whole Bilderberg meeting, who was built up by a Nazi Prince Bernhard.
From the front.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls.
Yeah, they're hiding behind walls.
You that hide behind disks.
They're hiding behind their desk.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
I can see through your mask.
You that never done nothing.
Except build to destroy.
But build to destroy.
Play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes.
And you run fast.
And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
Yep, they're the ones gearing up the wars.
Like Judas of old.
Launching the war right now in Libya, launching the new bombing campaigns.
You lie in D.C.
In Yemen, the secret airstrikes.
A world war can be won.
And there we are confronting them, drawing attention, and now a high-level Swiss politician, open letters signed by two others. My guys have seen the letters. They're going to get copies of it. We're going to get it up on the continually updated news feed at InfoWars.com. Actually confronting the real illegitimate criminal government, the hijackers of our society. Paul Watson, I'm going to let you go soon here so you can get all this together, get it to Kurt Nemo to get a report out because I know you're on the ground. And if that report isn't out in 30 minutes, you guys got to break up. One of them stay there and get back and write the report. This has got to happen now. This is huge breaking news with the big demonstration at high noon. I know there's a lot more people there today, but we're less than 24 hours. We're like 18 hours or something now out from the big demonstration at high noon tomorrow there in St. Moritz. Watson, any other points to add? I mean, that was bombshell information that we just received right there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to stay up here and film it, and I guess Kurt is gonna write the article. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and we've got to, with the Swiss, get a hold of that office and make sure exactly when he's arriving. We've got to get that on tape and march with him up there. Yeah. Because if he doesn't have people backing him, who knows what they'll do to him. And again, this is an equivalent of Ron Paul marching, Swiss Ron Paul, literally marching up to Bilderberg. This is sensational. It is sensational, the amount of attention this is going to draw to the real shadow enemies. Once we identify these vampires in the light of high noon, today and tomorrow, this is another devastating blow as we show people that they're little men behind the curtain. They're not the Great Oz. They're not invincible. What is happening is historical, to say the least. If you just joined us, three Swiss ministers have signed a letter. It has been delivered to the Bilderberg Group. The police have now backed off harassing media, and one of their highest level members of their / Congress, it's called their canton, it's the Council of the States, is going to go to Bilderberg and demand to be let in and is going to confront and try to have Henry Kissinger arrested. This is off the charts delicious. I know we can beat the globalist. I know that who has the fight wins. Who is in the right wins when they fight. Resistance is victory. My children's future, your children's future, free humanity, the spirit of 1776, everything we are is about standing up and marching on Bilderberg today and tomorrow. This is off the chart exciting, and I take you now, I believe we've gotten him online, to Mark Anderson. He is one of the chief reporters, I believe he's even the editor, over there at American Free Press, and he writes on news across the nation, AmericanFreePress.net, the colleague of Jim Tucker. And Mr. Anderson, it's good to have you there. Are you as energized and excited as I am about these bombshell developments?
Absolutely, and, you know, it's kind of a mixture of activists and Sherlock Holmes. You know, the Bilderbergers are an intrigue kind of group, and you have to be a kind of a sleuth and an activist at the same time, but I'm very excited.
What do you make of the fact that this letter's been delivered, the cops have suddenly begun to really behave themselves and are having the reporters get closer because, you know, there it's direct democracy and their boss has told them, you're protecting criminals. We're told the police are really starting to wake up, and now this member of the government, this member, Cantonian leader, is going to be arriving soon to try to get into Bilderberg. This is Bilderberg under siege, Mark.
Absolutely. I think we're talking about Dominique Bettig, the national council member of the Swiss People's Party.
Yes.
Yeah, Dominique, as you probably know, had written letters to Simonetta Sommaruga, the federal civil law enforcement officer who's a member of the federal council, and then Mrs. Barbara Jenome Steiner, and she's the cantonal cop, top officer. And not only did they not initially respond to Bettig, but Jenome Steiner, she actually is attending Bilderberg. So initially there was a slap in the face to Dominique Bettig in his initial letters pleading to these top law enforcement officers not to even allow Bilderberg to meet here in the first place. So they snubbed Dominique Bettig, this traditionalist-minded legislator. But what we're hearing now, which is what you're talking about, he's not taking this lying down, and he's going to ignore their cold shoulder and evidently be very proactive about this. So that takes a lot of courage, a great deal of courage on Dominique's part.
Mark, I know you are second only to somebody like Jim Tucker in your deep years of research and following Bilderberg, and you've been to many of these events. Am I right in saying that nothing like this has ever happened and that this is a major watershed, bellwether, flashpoint event?
I believe so, in many ways. Jim and I were discussing this earlier. First of all, he cannot remember. He goes back like 35 years. He cannot remember ever there being a national legislator of a host country to Bilderberg raising this kind of ruckus in this manner, actually trying to prevent Bilderberg from meeting, and when he couldn't do that, then going to this next step and delivering this protest, apparently in person in front of Bilderberg. So this is unprecedented, and according to Jim, who just told me this morning, and he's been covering this for 35 years, and then you have the other factors involved. They're taking this meeting's taking place in a country whose traditions run exactly against the grain of Bilderberg. They want centralized control. The Swiss believe in a kind of a populist home rule grassroots style of government. It's just a no fit all the way. They shouldn't be here philosophically, culturally, in for any reason. They don't belong here. They don't belong anywhere, really, but they definitely don't belong here. And I think that's what Bettig sees, that this would tarnish the Swiss system. It would tarnish their reputation. And he probably suspects that some of their deliberations might be how to get Switzerland into the European Union so it's not the sticky wicket in their mad quest for a unified Europe.
And notice as soon as they have the second vote and finally force the success story, Ireland, into the EU, they immediately, by design, through the ministers they controlled, the traitors inside Ireland, economically imploded them and handed literally the lion's share of their taxes over to the IMF and World Bank. And that's what they want to do to Switzerland. And so, you know, the hour's getting late. The global crisis is on. The crimes of Bilderberg are known, and people are identifying them as the enemy. As people like yourself and the protesters continually to doggedly expose Bilderberg, being laughed at, being told it doesn't exist, ha, ha, ha. Now we see it all coming to a head as the global ultra-rich, the richest, most powerful royalty and banking heads and oil company heads meet. Agents that literally carry the spark of God's love in their hearts for their children and our cultures are everywhere. And the globalists have their legions of paid-off scum and psychopaths and sociopaths and bullies and control freaks. But it's always free humanity that isn't rallied until things get really bad. And then good people finally come out of their trance, wake up. And that's why the evil ones are so scared of good people, because they want to intimidate us and make us feel weak, because they can literally, at a spiritual, instinctive level, we are like 1,000-foot giants to them because we're in the right. And the wicked flee when none pursue. And well, we are pursuing. And that's why they flee and hide, Mark Anderson.
Yeah, you know, I think that for all their great wealth, they're the poorest people on the planet. They're culturally and in their soul, in their intellects, in their spirit, they're poorer than dirt. And I think they know that. All they have is money and power, which are ephemeral things, things that slip away. I think they sense their own mortality individually and collectively. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. They're not going to get away with this because we're not going to let them. It's just that simple. And, you know, even if they were meeting for the best of reasons and everything was peaches and cream, you're still not supposed to have secret decisions being made. See, that's what people don't understand. Secrecy is never good, even if the best intentions are there. And we know they don't have the best intentions, so it's a double whammy. You know, it's just there's no way they can explain their way out of this. It's undemocratic. It's wrong. Even if they're voting to send money to the poor every week, they need to do it in the open. But, you know, openness to them is you know, just anathema. They don't even understand what that's about, you know. It's almost sad. I mean, they're really, I pity them as much as I loathe them.
Well, you're right. Mark Anderson, looking at the agenda, for folks that just joined us, we're covering Bilderberg 2011, a day that will be remembered for a long time. Very exciting, you know, the equivalent of a Ron Paul of Switzerland, that's what he's known as, you know, heading up one of the cantons. And again, their states then combined to make the federal government. It's direct state rule, people rule, what the Republic once had through the states. Until the globalists took over in 1913 and got rid of the 17th Amendment for the states to send in the U.S. senators. He's basically the equivalent of that for folks that don't understand the U.S. Republic before it was taken over and understand the Swiss system. But expanding on that, Mark, recapping how big this is, we're going to put, when we can, the letter back on screen that's been delivered by Luke Radowski, and later today, in the next few hours, the leader of this canton is going to come there. He's already sent it out to the prosecutors, the police. He's told them, look, you're in violation of law. I'm coming. I'm your boss. Look out. This is a showdown. This is a showdown. This is big.
It's major. It's you know, heartening to see. And this is the right country for it to happen in. They don't belong here. As I said, it's retrograde to what they believe. And, you know, they're in the wrong environment, and it provides the right opportunity to present them with the right rebuke, the right defense of the common man. And it's time for the common man to win a few. You know, they've had their day in the sun. It's time for them to pack it in.
Any other key points you'd like to add about what you've observed? Editor, I know you work as a visiting editor and a lot of other things. In fact, what is your title at American Free Press? I know you're a radio talk show host, too, and I've interviewed you many times. Mark, what's your title over there?
I'm editor. Jim Tucker's editor emeritus. He's semi-retired, but he still covers Bilderberg. And I'm editor, and we're a team now. I'm sort of inheriting the baton from him, more or less. And, well, I think that what we're talking about today is the key development, and what I talked about earlier, where the legislator who's rebuking and confronting Bilderberg tried to get the local and federal police from stopping Bilderberg from meeting here in the first place. But maybe it's almost better that didn't happen, because if that didn't happen, or if that would have happened had they not met here, then he wouldn't be evidently approaching them and, you know, confronting them with this letter. So maybe this is the way God intended it, you know? And certainly I think that these specific issues that Bilderberg wants to discuss include whether to continue the wars in Afghanistan and Libya. It always includes energy matters, monetary matters. You know, will the... I'm sure the meeting in Switzerland, they're going to think about Switzerland being this, you know, odd man out and not fitting into their global straitjacket. You know, everything is a lot less secret about Bilderberg than it used to be, but it's still hard to discern, of course, unless you're in there, exactly what they're talking about. You know, they do have a quasi-official website where they list a quasi-official set of topics, but, you know, they're very misleading. There's one in there right now on their official website, something like Switzerland. You know, will it be successful in the future? You know, you could read that a lot of different ways, you know, real innocuous-sounding topics. And so it always sounds dry and academic, you know, if you read their own literature. But, of course, there's much more to it, and the secrecy is the enduring problem. So, that's essentially what we've got so far. And the rest is just a lot of legwork confirming who's there.
Okay.
How
well, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark Anderson, we've got Jim Tucker on the line with us. We're going to let you go.
Oh, wonderful.
Stay close to my guys because I want to get you to pop in coming up later in the broadcast. But, Mark, thank you so much. We'll continue to watch your work at AmericanFreePress.net. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Pass the baton to Jim. We'll see you, Alex.
Okay, thank you, sir. Here is Jim Tucker, the original Bilderberg sleuth. Jim, good to have you here with us.
It's always a pleasure.
Jim, how big is this that this top Swiss leader has sent the letter demanding that Kissinger basically be arrested and that the police follow the Swiss Constitution and honor the press, and that he is now in the next few hours preparing to make his way there to try to basically force his way into the Bilderberg Group meeting?
Well, several people saw such a vehicle approach. On the other hand, there's several ways they've been done. They could have taken the ambulance from the airplane to a car parked somewhere else and slide in that way. But Kissinger's definitely there. He's
yes. Now, he's the heart of Bilderberg, along with Rockefeller and Queen Beatrix. What do you make of the announcement that this leader of a canton, as high level as it gets, other than the prime minister of Switzerland, is going to confront them, Jim? Have you heard this news?
Yes, our guy has been reported that he plans a confrontation, and it should be a lot of fun, too. I guess they'll have to stand outside the gates until they come out, because they'll have it sealed off inside, and they could throw him in jail if he bucks the line. In fact, they have jailed a couple of people already who tried to walk through against orders, took one guy's passport away. They're playing rough.
But in Switzerland, though, these canton leaders, I mean, that'd be like Speaker of the House, or that'd be like Ron Paul, you know, showing up at a Bilderberg Group meeting in Chantilly and demanding to be let in.
Yes, it'd be analogous to that, certainly.
Well, this is huge. Have you ever seen anything like this in your 35 years of covering the Bilderberg scum?
Never has the high statesman so publicly challenge Bilderberg.
I tell you, this is if they were running scared earlier in the week, Jim, you know they've heard of this. Do you think they're doing you know what in their underwear?
Oh yes, I'm sure they have bowel problems. Starting late anyway because the crowd cover keeping the helicopters away and. Not letting the helicopters get to St. Marie. So they had to do a lot of long-distance driving, and some planes were able to land at the small airport later. But they were a full day late getting started. And they all have to duck and run on Monday because their cover meetings... NATO is one cover meeting, as you know, and that way the Secretary of Defense can duck into Bilderberg and then go home. But the reason he was over here was NATO, and no word mentioned about the Bilderberg meeting, of course.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is an historical broadcast. We're talking to a member of the Swiss Parliament right now, Lukas Reimann. Other members of the Parliament are soon to arrive. This is just incredible, and we're talking about the different party leaders that are arriving who stand against the globalists, the IMF, the World Bank, takeovers of their sovereignty. These prominent members are preparing. They've already delivered the letter through Luke Radowski to then attempt to go to the police that work for them. They've written letters to the police saying Kissinger's a war criminal. He needs to be arrested. They've written letters to the prosecutors. And one of the parliamentary leaders that's about to arrive has said he is going to march up there. Continuing with that, Member of Parliament Ryman, specifically, do you know when you're going to march up to Bilderberg and what Minister Dominic is planning?
I'm very sorry, I couldn't understand you today. We're here already talking.
Okay, I understand, sir. Tell us why you guys oppose the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, we oppose the Bilderberg Group because we think in a democracy, people should decide. You know, in Switzerland, people can decide about every decision by a vote. People vote yes or no, and not a few people, the most rich people, the most important people, they can decide about the people. We think it should come from the people. We want freedom for the people and not these Bilderbergs.
Now, before we went to break, you were talking about opposing the IMF World Bank. Can you explain to people what those systems are doing, what the euro is doing, and why the Swiss are standing against it?
Yeah, we did a lot of work in the parliament against the IMF. You know, Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. It's not a member of the euro. We also tried to get out Switzerland of the IMF to stop this system that wants to, it's a slavery of the currencies, and we have to stop that. We want freedom also for the currencies.
What can you tell us about the plans that we've been told of today for the man you called your leader? And please, again, tell us about his position in Swiss government, in the parliament, who's coming and who wrote the letter and is planning reportedly to go and march up to the gates of Bilderberg and reportedly demand to be let in.
Yeah, he tried to stop the Bilderberg conference before it began. He wrote to our government, he wrote to the president here from St. Moritz, and he tried to stop the conference. He said a non-democratic, intransparent thing like that should not be here in Switzerland.
And some folks will say, what, free association isn't allowed? These are government ministers. You have laws there against government people meeting with other governments. That's called treason, to discuss things outside the purview of the people and make deals. Hillary Clinton has been previously fined for attending Bilderberg under R. Logan Act. What is the specific law, because I know Switzerland has one, sir, against government meetings in secret with private interest?
Oh, yeah, yes, we have this law, and I think our judges have to use that against the conference.
Now, we're able to watch you live here streaming video. Who is that fellow standing next to you, a member of parliament, Lucas Ryman?
It's Dominic. He's just helping me because my English is not very good. But what I can say is here are some members of the National Parliament in Switzerland, and they do support you. They do support Ron Paul, and they hope it will change a lot in the world in the next year.
Yes, sir. I thought I recognized him. That's the fellow that helped write the original letters to get things going. We interviewed Dominic earlier. Are there any other members of parliament there yet, or do you know when they're arriving? Do you know when the leader of the pro-Swiss independence, Mr. Dominic, do you know when he's going to arrive?
He will arrive at 8 o'clock here in St. Moritz.
So he's arriving in about 30 minutes?
European time. 30 minutes, yes.
45 minutes or so. Well, this is huge. Obviously, then, we need to let you guys get ready to go do that. And obviously, are you going to march with him and the other member of parliament up to the gates of the Viper's Nest?
We try our best. I can call him and ask if he could arrive a little bit earlier.
Oh, no, that's fine. We're going to be going into the next hour, sir. So we're going to let you go. But after you have anything else you'd like to add, and then we'll obviously get your phone number, and then we're going to follow you around so that we can have full coverage of what's happening.
Okay. Thank you so much for your work, and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Please give the phone back to Paul Watson. Jaron, talk to Paul. Give him the direction. Thank you. All right. This is unbelievable. This is what real media, real cutting edge, real new network, next generation InfoWar is about. We are watching live video from Switzerland if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The radio listeners are listening to this. This is all happening live time, and I'm the director of this, so I am here on air from Austin, Texas, directing great patriots and media people there in their coverage of what's happening and talking to folks along with the rest of the crew helping in this symphony to bring you this information. Great job to the crew. I am absolutely blown away by the coverage today. I would imagine you are. This is so exciting. You know, I only did this one time on air about 2 years ago because it's such a big deal to my family and your family and everybody else who loves freedom. Anybody that doesn't want to be a slave, the globalists control the oil. They control the carbon. They've designed a carbon-based system. We are a carbon-based planet. And part of the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide, water, oxygen, and sunlight. And if they're able to control and tax any one of those, it's over, total domination. And so here they are controlling the main carbon system, and then they're the same ones that want to restrict it to us through this system. And when it came out with the emails and the premeditated lies and the fact that they know carbon's good and more carbon dioxide's good and that the temperature has actually started dropping overall, they can always show you some micro temperature increases, but I can show you decreases. The point is, I had the guys go get champagne and pop it on air. And I've obviously got a long trip ahead of me and a lot of work to do today, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not a big drinker, but let me tell you, tonight in New York, I'm going to go out to dinner with tomorrow night Gerald Celente, but with Ted Anderson. You better believe, and I don't even like champagne that much, there's going to be a bottle of expensive champagne being drunk because, this is awesome. And we are about to see something that is so off the charts, just absolutely fantastic. I am beside myself right now with glee. The huge dam breaking, just Drudge Report, Newsweek, Time, BBC, London Guardian, hundreds of other papers, Bilderberg, World Government. What are they talking about in there? We've got the moles inside. We've got the intel. We've got live video. And now three prominent, one of them is like, I was looking him up in the last few weeks. I'd read about him years ago. He's bigger than Ron Paul in Switzerland. I mean, the Ron Paul of Switzerland, very high level in the parliament, right up beneath the prime minister, is marching on Bilderberg today. The prime minister came out. It was in Swiss papers. We did screenshots of those, put them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they are getting, those are now up on the site with the headlines that the prime minister says they don't like the meeting happening there. I mean, it is a rebuke. See, with their trillions, with their fancy suits, with their Mercedes, with their armed guards, with all of this mystique and the helicopters, everybody just bows down to them. Why? They're crooks. It's like Bank of America thinking they can take houses without even having any type of deed, or somebody buys the house in cash. They have no history, no claim. They come and take it. The court says, well, it's 5 months later. We said give them their house back. You haven't. So we're going to send deputies to seize your bank and take the cash out and pay them on the barrel head. That's the people's court. That's America. That's Switzerland. That's what the Dutch had. That's real freedom. Nobody else ever had what the Swiss have had. Nobody ever had what people in America had. Nobody ever had what the Dutch had. And they're taking it away. It's a lie that our system came from the Greeks and the Romans. There's a little bit of that in there. It's Swiss, and people better get that through their head. They want it. The Swiss are all given automatic weapons and hand grenades, and then they have yearly searches in the house to make sure the guns are hidden. To make sure if a foreign government comes in, your guns are so hidden, our own gun finders can't find them. I mean, that's what it's all about. People are like, well, what? One of the freest groups, the richest group, lowest crime rate in the world, automatic weapons, hand grenades, grenade launchers. The crime rate is non-existent. And I'm telling you, that's why it's happening there. parasites, the social vampires, the economic ringwraiths, the Nosferatus, are perched in St. Moritz, Switzerland right now, going to great lengths to not be seen, engaged in their skullduggery as they plan the next country they're going to bring down and the next war they're going to launch. And we're taking your calls right now ahead of a bunch of other key news. Matt in England and Joseph in Germany, Paul in Ireland. The toll-free number to join us from Europe, 800-259-9231. Matt in England, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, to all UK info warriors that are listening to your show now, get to St. Moritz. Get there as fast as you can, if you can. Borrow the money and get there and shout out, because this affects this country as well. I mean, Alex, you've covered a lot of things. I've just been listening to your sensational outburst there, mentioning agendas that affect us all, really, all over the world. You know, higher interest rates. I reckon that's their policies that they're going to set their agendas to, high interest rates. Chemtrails, I reckon they're going to enforce that even more.
Oh, yeah, the CFR has called for more geoengineering. They publicly admit they're chemtrailing. Then if you tell the public, they laugh at you. They're changing the atmosphere. And over 70%, Moncton says it's 87% now, of your laws are made by the unelected EU board, controlled and chaired by Bilderberg minions. I mean, Rumpy and Barroso are there right now getting their orders from the sinister royalty. This is so disgusting. So go face down the real enemy peacefully. Draw attention to them.
And, I mean, also, I think the other agenda that they're going to enforce is a more rising gas and petrol over gas in America. Another thing is, I don't know if you've seen the video on YouTube, there's a video going out from the BBC, or a disinfo goon, obviously from the BBC, and did the interview, where he mentions truthers as mentally unstable. I don't know if it's in the video or not.
Who is that? What's his name?
I don't know who it is. It was just been sent it about maybe half an hour ago. I haven't really watched all the way through it, but basically, an interview from the BBC, and this guy sounded like a disinfo goon, basically mentioning that all people believe 9/11 is an inside job, but are mentally unstable.
Well, that's what they're saying. If you don't believe in global warming, you should be arrested. That's openly called for in the British Parliament now. Very, very dangerous. These are tyrants. Thank you so much, Matt. Yeah, if you don't believe Wiener when he blamed Andrew Breitbart for making up the photo and hacking a site, turns out it was a total lie. But still, you got to believe Wiener or you're mentally ill. In fact, I'm going to be establishment. Wiener told the truth. Breitbart is bad. And Bill Clinton didn't lie. That's right. And we're supposed to believe what they say. Joseph in Germany, you're on the air. Welcome from Deutschland.
Hello, Alex Jones. Thank you very much. I want to say the people from Germany are awake. There are awake people here in Germany. And we are going to the Bilderberg meeting. And if anyone wants to join us, we're a group. You can just hello, do you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you.
Yeah. There's a group of us going. If you want to join us, just mail email at bilderberg2011@googlemail.com. Else, I have some information. They have been hyping another false flag terror attack here in Germany. The 26th of June is the starting of the Women's Soccer World League.
Yeah, they hype up that every event's going to be struck, so they have an excuse to stick their hands down your pants and train you for concentration camp living. You know, Germany per capita has paid even more money than the U.S. to these private bankers as bailouts, and now Obama is trying to order Merkel to give even more of your tax money to the bankers in the name of saving the EU. And I've seen polls of over 80% of Germans are outraged by this, and Merkel almost lost her seat in the last parliamentary run. What are the Germans' average view of these banker Nosferatus?
Well, the Germans are very upset, as you said, and the Germans feel like the German government is just like the horse, like pushing and working for the whole of Europe, paying for Spain, paying for Greece, paying for everyone, and people honestly don't like it.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into hour number two of this worldwide transmission. I want to give the number out for Europeans, people going under the debt austerity of the banksters who, on record, our own government admits engaged in crimes, creating $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives, and now we've got to, quote, bail them out and have them make record profits, or they threaten to implode the rest of our economy because, like Siamese twins, they have woven all of our currency and our infrastructure and our investments into their system, and they're holding us hostage. The issue is, though, they want austerity. They want to make us poor so we can be politically controlled. Bilderberg has admitted that. These globalists use poverty as a tool. So if you give in to their hostage-taking economically, if you give in to their economic terrorism, they then just bring you step-by-step into deeper and deeper bondage. So all we can do is say, go ahead, give us the depression, slam everything down, we're going to arrest every single one of you. Believe me, if our governments started doing the right thing and indicting these people, even Rolling Stone 2 weeks ago said the Senate committee has found total crime by these big mega banks, where are the indictments? Where are they? Arrest them all. It's us or them. They own both major parties in every major country. It's us or them. Their crimes are legion. Their crimes are open. And now Obama is saying, oh, Germany and others don't want to give trillions more, but America is. They don't want to give trillions more to the bankers. It's not really a banker bailout. It's giving it to them, or they'll hold Europe hostage and suck us down with it. And he's saying he's pressing Europe to pony up along with the U.S. with more tax money that goes directly to these mega banks that engineered all this. And his entire administration is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. The entire stinking thing. I mean, this is incredible. And they own Romney of Romney Care, the model for Obamacare. A lot of Republicans don't care. You know what? As long as it's a white guy, and as long, you know what? They don't care if he's anti-gun either. They kind of like it. Well, I'm not one of you mainline Republican idiots. That's all I have to say. And a lot of Americans are waking up to what's going on and waking up to what's happening and figuring things out. Now, the media is trying to ignore Ron Paul. Well, you can ignore Ron Paul all day. He's getting the word out. The people are listening. And you're losing more and more credibility, mainstream media. You're not going to be mainstream very long. You're becoming a joke. And we've broken the electronic Berlin Wall, the news blackout on Bilderberg 2011, the top two reports on DrudgeReport.com right now. Bomb scare shuts down road to Bilderberg meeting, and they use that as a foil to basically shut things down so we couldn't get video of their faces, but not before we got the head of NATO, Bill Gates, and others. Also, secret agenda leaked by Mole. I want to go over some of that secret agenda later in the hour. That's really our biggest news, and of course, we're calling for a giant protest. People all over Europe have come out in the millions against tyranny and the austerity. These are the people that did it, with the 40-something percent unemployment in many European countries now, and people under 30, the 20-plus percent unemployment in the general public. These are the people. These are the people that raise your taxes, where the average European pays over 70% in taxes. These are the people that are openly have their banking heads, the treasury heads, the exchequer of England, all of them, former heads like Alan Greenspan, all out saying, we need to raise your taxes. Warren Buffett, who got hundreds of billions of your bailout money, your money, he says raise taxes on the rich. Meanwhile, he's exempt from it. Fortune 500 pay on average 2.4% taxes. They're globalists. They're international. They've exempted themselves from the law. Oh, we need to help the poor. Remember the carbon tax 2 years ago in Copenhagen? And the treaty got leaked. They wouldn't release the treaty, but the third world countries leaked the treaty. And the Danes released the treaty, and it had right at, not exactly double, but right at one point away from double the carbon taxes on the third world that the West had to have. See, they sold to the third world, hey, Africans, hey, Latin Americans, hey, Asians, you're going to get bailout money. You're going to get all this money from rich, fat Americans who are greedy and have a high standard of living. And boy, they bellied up to the bar and said, you bet we're ready to sign this. And they got the treaty and they said, what? And the bankers want to kill the third world. They're a bunch of eugenicists who openly write books calling black people animals. Of course they want to cut off all your energy. It's always been the globalist Western plan by the elites to stop development in the third world. That's in the British 1949 Royal Commission on Population, where they said, if we industrialize the third world, they will not overpopulate from their perspective. They will then, though, be rivals to us, and we won't have hegemonic control. Instead, we'll keep them in the Dark Ages, in the Stone Ages, but it will make them then have giant populations because poor people have more kids on average. So how do we deal with that? Well, then we come in behind that with Planned Parenthood and sterilizations and forced abortions and pay India and pay Peru and pay African countries on record to forcefully grab women and sterilize them. We're going to keep you poor, not let you industrialize, and do our best to kill you. Keep you from having babies. I mean, these people are sick. They are sick, and they are the enemies of humanity. So if you want to do something historical, people are like, oh, it won't do anything. Oh, yes, it will. Look how far we've come. As I told you 10 years ago, we're pushing and pushing and making Bilderberg come out in mainstream news to identify the real global controllers of this planet. The real global controllers of this planet. Once you identify them, then you're not looking at Obama or Bush or Perry or Sarkozy or Barroso. You're looking at the real owners, those 10 to 8 families you can debate, but we've written and posted detailed analysis at Infowars.com of the 8 ruling families. It's in the Four Horsemen of the New World Order piece that was up there last week. And they can only get away with this if they're hidden. That's why they go to such lengths to build a tunnel for hundreds of yards for them to drive into white walls so nobody can get video of them in St. Moritz, Switzerland. That's why they're shutting down the road. That's why you heard from inside Bilderberg sources, Rupert Murdoch was asked by Bilderberg to please talk to all the newspaper and media people he knows and ask them not to cover this here in the U.S., but they have to cover it because we're covering it and the Drudge Report's covering it. And now it's one of the biggest news items in the world. And it's only going to get bigger when you in Europe, who are a few hours away, hop a train and get in there. And all you got to do is sit there and chant, down with tyranny, down with Bilderberg. And as you're driving on your cell phone in your car or on the train, call local media and tell them to be there. And it's going to be an absolute fiasco for the Bilderberg group. What did Brzezinski say last year? He says, for the first time in human history, humanity is awake and staring. No longer are they able to be manipulated politically. They understand the ruling class. The Federal Reserve, just 5-6 years ago, maybe 5% of Americans knew it was private, knew it was a big scam, was bankrupting our country for a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt is created and given to them out of nothing. They knew this. They understood this. And now I've seen the Gallup polls. 3 years ago when Ron Paul was exposing it on the national platform and being demonized, it was upwards of 75%. A year ago, it was 80%. I've seen major scientific polls, 85 and higher, of Americans want to abolish the Fed, audit the Fed, and know they're the enemy. And the banksters are going, oops, they're not looking at our marionettes. Remember the old Bill Hicks line? Hey, I like the puppet on the left. Hey, I like the puppet on the right. And one guy goes, hey, there's one guy holding both puppets. When humanity reaches that point, and it has, but everyone still feels like we're alone, we're the minority. No, we're not. No, we're not. You aren't public figures. You aren't known. You aren't recognized. I cannot walk down the street anywhere. I cannot go in a 7-Eleven. I cannot go to a shopping mall. I cannot go to a Target. I cannot go anywhere. Years ago, I'd walk by 50 people and two groups would stop. Now, I walk by a group of 50 people, I get mobbed, and I can't even get out of there because they all want to take photos and shake my hand, and then it builds up because people have that, you know, thing that they're kind of scared to get outside their bubble, but once they see people talking to me, then they come over, and it's great to talk to you. I've just got somewhere to go. Again, I'm not bragging, ooh, look, Alex is a celebrity. The point is, I'm somebody who can uniquely tell you that the awakening is much bigger than you've known. I just got chills. It's much bigger. We can beat these people.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young. We're going to Peter in Switzerland, Paul in Ireland, and others. I know that most Europeans cannot call a 1-800 number. It just doesn't work. And if you do call the toll number to the network, we will put you to the head of the line. It's 651-695-7777 to the Genesis board. So that you're able to call, again, dial your country code, our country code. I forget what is the U.S. country code? And then 651-695-7777. I only call Europe, so I know Ireland, Britain, Germany's, and Italy's, but I don't know our own. But dial the U.S. country code, and then 651-695-7777. Or if you can get through on Skype on the 1-800-259-9031. Normally, we just give out the calls we can get. You know, 1,000 in 10 minutes if we want, literally, into our computer phone board. But from Europe, we've got 3 callers lined up. Paul, Peter, Nick, and others I see rolling in there. So we're going to talk to you in just a moment. But I briefly wanted to point this out, that growing up, you know, you're taught in school and college that third worlders are a bunch of idiot savages, basically. I mean, it's done with a velvet glove, but, oh, those people, they just can't get themselves together. And well, that's not what's going on. The colonial areas of Latin America, Africa, and Southern Asia and other areas have been overrun by the more advanced technological militaries of the West repeatedly in the last 300 years. And systems of tyranny are put in. And then in the last 100 years, and this is mainline history if you research it, this is not my opinion, and major white papers were written by the British government, the U.S. government deployed gunboat diplomacy, where they would give a dictator or give a thug, say, in Venezuela or Guatemala, this goes back over 100 years, the U.S., they'd give them a $20 million loan. And openly, it would come out, tell them, don't pay this back, leave in 1 year with the money to Switzerland or to New York. That's why you have a lot of Mexican presidents actually moved to New York after they steal a bunch of money. Just a few decades ago that happened, or in the mid-90s. So it's the same system. Or they go to Switzerland. That's kind of the place where they nest, and it's a free zone they allow. And so, and then the public's told, well, with interest, it's been 10 years. You don't owe us $20 million in 1905. You owe us $300 million. And the country says, you know, back then, that was before the inflation we have. It was the equivalent of $300 billion or something. They said, we don't even make that in 20 years. We can't pay it. Oh, that's fine. From the shores of Montezuma, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And the Marine Corps top general, 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, finally quit and went public and said, look, it's all about money. These people don't owe it. We invade them. And that's what's now happening here in America. And then I'm going to your calls. That's what's now happening here and happening to Europe. And the bankers said in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents, they were going to do what they've done in the third world to us. There's a reason the third world has, you go to major cities in the third world, hundreds of thousands of homeless people and starvation and corrupt police and death and degradation. It's because it's the globalist policy on record in the IMF World Bank documents the BBC was forced to cover to create a system, to get them in debt through fraud, and then never let them get out of it. They want you to be poor. Now, that's why I get so angry at these people. They are assaulting me with high taxes. They are assaulting us with carbon taxes. They are assaulting us with government minders and secret police and spies. I know history. I know what happened in East Germany. I'm angry about this. I don't want to be a slave because I'm not going to survive in that environment. Somebody, some corrupt cop gets in my face, starts bossing me around, folks, I go crazy. I'm not a slave. I'm red-blooded. Okay? These people are crooks on record. And they've got this Svengali mesmerized hoax running on people. We got to break the hoax, break the chains, wake up, break the mental block, see them for what they are, and get transparency in government back, have our governments control our money and currency, and take these mega bankers to prison. And you better know I'm risking my life coming straight at them and saying, go protest them in mass, as I direct here from my command base. Get over there, get in their face. Get over there and peacefully expose who they are. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. Let's go to Peter in Switzerland, then Paul, Nick, John, and others. We got calls in Ireland, Switzerland, Italy, you name it, Scotland. Let's go to Peter in beautiful Switzerland. Peter, where are you and what's your view on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm in Zug, Switzerland, and I need to give you some information. During the World Economic Forums in Davos, there are usually these anti-World Economic Forum groups that try and get on the trains from Chur going up to Davos, and it's a special train. It's called the Rettische Bahn, and this is the same train that goes to St. Moritz, and I just let you know that they either suspend the train service or they control everyone in Chur an hour and a half away before they get on the trains.
Yeah, you've got to, in fact, I've seen that, and it's on record that the socialists that are going to be there tomorrow openly are financed by the Bilderberg Group to then make anybody who's anti-Bilderberg look like a communist. That's why we, and they do it everywhere, we've got to have real people who aren't camp-following useful idiots there use car. That's why you got 2 days. Leave now. Get there early. Don't wait, because we need folks to mass there. That's why they're hiding out. They're sucking Europe and the rest of the world dry right now, and that's why they're hiding out in St. Moritz. So are you an American or a Canadian living in Switzerland?
Dual citizen. I'm a Swiss citizen, also an American, and trying to get down there, I think, is really going to be a challenge this weekend.
I tell you, the Swiss are great people, and that's why they've got so much wealth, and everybody's got guns, and they got bunkers for the entire population. You know, the Amish are made up of what? Germans, Swiss, and Dutch, great people. And I see a lot of top Swiss politicians, your prime minister, one of your the equivalent of one of your Congress people, calling for some of the Bilderberg people's arrest. And we've confirmed that's all over your papers. That's pretty exciting. What are the Swiss saying about these vampires nesting, roosting in St. Moritz?
People know about it. I mean, a lot of the Swiss I work with are very much aware of it. And the Swiss papers have actually been very good covering this event. But again, what I say is the Swiss know how to handle security. And my fear is that they will be preventing people from getting on the trains already 2 hours from the destination.
Okay, but I mean, that's only... I mean, is that all the time, or have they just suspended the trains, period, for their lordships?
No, they've done this during the World Economic Forum, that the trains leave from Chur, and those trains went to Davos, and they either suspended the trains or they controlled people before they even got on the trains. And they're probably going to do the same thing heading down to St. Moritz.
And by controlling them at the choke point, you mean they don't let you on the train?
Correct.
Well, again, that's because they're scared of the protests. They're scared of the eye of the public brought to the mountain of Mordor so we can see the eye of Sauron sitting up there. We've got to march on Mordor, and it's going to be so historical. I wish I could be there, but I'm a man of my word. I told talkers 6 months ago I'd be their keynote speaker, and then a few weeks ago I was thinking about trying to go and be there Wednesday, Thursday, and then fly back Friday, but I could have missed my keynote speech, which is in the morning. At Talkers, so I'm going to be in New York.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is going to draw massive attention to what's going on. What do you suggest as somebody from Switzerland, sir? What do you suggest we do to circumvent? Because there are good roads in there. That's how Aaron and Paul drove in from Zurich.
Yes, I suggest they may have to go to a staging area and walk or take public buses or something. I don't know, but I know from the anti-VEF experience that they've actually controlled the trains. So people have to be aware of that. Maybe you have to go pretending that you're planning to go on a hike or something, and demonstrate that you're or pretend that you're not going there to demonstrate.
Now, again, the Swiss have some of the best rights in the world, but the outsiders don't. And that's the way it's supposed to be in a sovereign country, so I can't actually say it's bad. That's why it's important for Swiss to go, because they can't, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, they can't stop a Swiss citizen from getting on that train, can they?
Actually, no, they have. They have stopped Swiss citizens if they were planning to protest, yes.
But the Swiss have got some of the strongest protest rights anywhere. That they need to file complaints if that happens. That's outrageous that Swiss would have their right of travel blocked for a bunch of outlying Auslanders coming in there.
Well, I got to tell you, in many ways, this is a very secure place. And security trumps pretty much everything else.
Well, they're not going to stop people from this quest, and we've got maps up on the site. I mean, they're not going to be able to stop French driving in, Germans driving in, Italians driving in. That's why, if you're listening, folks, you've got to go. And regardless, shoot video of them stopping you at the train. Upload it to YouTube. Everyone listening should upload to U.S. and European YouTube. They're trying to block everybody so you can't watch American YouTubes and we can't watch European. They don't want us to get together. They want to geolocate. And they admittedly are trying to go after alternative press. They're changing the algorithms. By the way, there's no doubt our term Bilderberg protest would have hit number one yesterday. There is no doubt they've now created a catalog of names, because classic anti-globalist names don't work now when we do it. Only weird search terms that then link to articles we've written work. So they're, again, the head of Google goes every year. They are desperate to keep us from knowing they're there, knowing who's there or protesting. Why is that, Peter?
Well, I think these are the elites, and they have their own agenda. And what I don't understand is why are people giving in to their agenda? Why do governments give in to this agenda?
Because he who has the gold makes the rule, and even though they're criminals, they literally control trillions, and they've bought and paid for almost everybody while we were asleep. And now they're so arrogant, they're burning down society to consolidate it, and that's why they're hiding out in a rural area. They normally go to very big resorts right on the beach, but now the protests are so huge all over Europe, they are literally hiding, and that's why we must rout them out, and by God, we will. So you're going to be going there, aren't you, Peter?
I will be trying to get down there, yes. And I'll find alternative ways to get in there if I have to.
God bless you. We're going to be talking to him. We'll cover the aftermath, of course, the next week as well. Thank you so much, Peter. Great job. Folks, you know this is important. March on tyranny peacefully. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Italy, also bordering Switzerland. Nick, where are you in Italy?
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I'm actually in the city of Bologna, which you mentioned so many times about the Bologna bombing. So as a native of the city, I'd like to thank you for being the only American media personality to actually mention that.
What, did our government bomb you to blame it on their enemies? Yeah, we're very sorry.
Yeah, 300 people are injuring that, and some of those guys are actually over there in St. Moritz partying it up. And, you know, I was born about 9.5 months after that event, so, and my parents were there. We're very close. So, I mean, that's something, every time you mention it, you know, I get a little bit emotional about it, because it's very, very close to me. So, and I want to just tell American folks how close this thing is to me. And what these guys are doing is just criminal. There's no other words for it. Second of all, you mentioned Asia. Now that there's going to be a lot of election coming up in Asia, they just had it in Burma, they're going to be in Thailand, and they were pushing one big thing. In 2015, they will have something called the EAC, the Asian Economic Community. Now, that sounds familiar. The EEC, the European Economic Community, we have the same thing.
Yeah, they're already signing deals, merging them. Now, I'm going from memory, but where is Bologna? How long will it take you to get into Switzerland?
I think to the border is about 300 to 400 kilometers, because we have to go past Milan and then past the Alps Mountains, and then we have to go to St. Moritz. I mean, I might have a chance to go. I may actually have to pull some strings, but I'm going to really try hard to get there, because I wanted to go a few years ago when they had it in the island of Stresa.
Look, you got to go. 20 years from now, if these people win, you are going to gnash your teeth wishing you'd gone. Please go. Do whatever you have to. Everybody, go. I mean, it's so important. As you said, the same globalist almost killed your parents with that stage bombing in Bologna, now declassified, the Italian government admits it, with NATO and U.S. intelligence, a bunch of bombings to be blamed on political enemies there, and false flags. You've got to go. Every person that goes is so important. God bless you. Good to hear from you from Italy. Let's talk to Paul in Ireland and John in Scotland. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. Hello.
The first thing I'd like to say is that this country, Ireland, very soon is going to collapse. And many people are aware that there's a very grave situation. The vast majority, I think, are still clueless as to what is the solution.
Well, you notice you were the fastest growing winner until you signed on to the euro, and suddenly they imploded you because that euro treaty was the agreement to go under their receivership. You've been economically conquered, but I've seen it in your Irish Times. Your people, it seems, do know what's happening. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, the people were bullied into voting for these treaties. And finally, they bite the bait because money is so many.
Yeah, they voted no the first time. Yeah.
What Gerald Celente said yesterday is absolutely correct and applies to this country. That direct democracy now is the only answer. I contacted yesterday the founder of the direct democracy Ireland, and told him about your program to listen to Gerald Celente, because the government we have here. Going back to Brian Cowan's government, Cowan's approach with the bankers, with the bailouts, was basically like when you're attacked by a mugger who says, give me all your money or I'll shoot you. Well, Brian Cowan, as prime minister, was the kind of man who would hand over the wallet and give everything. Now that we have a new government, the policy of the new government of Enda Kenny is to make a deal with the mugger and pay by installments. You're going to lose everything anyway.
Well, what do the Irish think of a few months ago, the head of your central bank saying, it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. We're going under foreign banks' control. I mean, it was just a total statement of treason out in the open.
Unfortunately, the people have been so brainwashed with what Colonel Robert Hickson of U.S. Army Intelligence called perception management, as he said in one of his talks. Perception management, as we called it in the CIA. If you mention Bilderberg on talk radio in this country, you get dismissed as a lunatic. And
you know why? Because for 50 years they said it didn't exist, and now there it is. Okay, it's no big deal, but you're still crazy if you don't like it. But we shut down whole countries for them to meet, but they have no power.
We're being shut down here. We were told that by privatizing our trash collection, that it's going to save money. Well, it saves me for the county. But now I'm burdened with a crushing fee to pay every time my trash is collected. And they tell us they have schemes they're going to put us on to help save us money.
It's horrible, my friend. I understand it's the austerity. It's the scam. Thank you so much, John in Scotland and others. Straight ahead, if you want to join us from Europe, 651-695-7777 is the international line, 651-695-7777. Dial your U.S. access code. We'll be back. Reports live from Bilderberg coming up the next hour.
We are back at InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes reporting live from St. Moritz, Switzerland. We have a rare opportunity today because there are literally more than 100 activists here at a live speaking event, which is in all German, which is why we're not covering it directly. We've had on members of the Swiss Parliament. Perhaps we're expecting another arrival of a Swiss Parliament member, Dominique Bettig, imminently. Hopefully he will come on. We also have Luke Radowski coming up and other activists. We were just talking about some of the high-level U.S. politicians who've previously been to Bilderberg meetings who are now moving up to higher positions. One of them is Texas Governor Rick Perry, a very close Bush minion who was made, if you will, by Karl Rove back in the mid-80s. He used to be a Democrat. Karl Rove convinced him, along with people like Senator Phil Graham, to flip to Republican, and he only has gained in power and acumen since. Rick Perry is now the longest-serving Texas governor. Also, Hillary Clinton has announced today, it's been on the top of the Drudge Report, the biggest alternative news website anywhere in the world, that she wants to be the next head of the World Bank. Sure, that would be a milestone for it to be the first woman, but she is entirely a Bilderberg minion and total globalist, just like her husband Bill Clinton. Just as he has announced he wants to be the head of the United Nations, Hillary Clinton now wants the power of a huge bank that works in conjunction with the IMF to really put third world countries, developing countries, into economic enslavement, really continuing what used to be a colonialism pattern. And now, through the bailouts and other arrangements in Europe, many of these countries are being brought to bear. Switzerland itself is fighting in an island of the EU not to accept the EU currency, not to join the European Union, to keep their sovereignty. And why not? They have one of the highest living standards anywhere in the world. So we should stand with the Switzerland people. There's really great We Are Change activist group here on the ground in Switzerland from all the different major cities. Really incredible, even though they have some of the big globalist banks like the Bank of International Settlement. But it would be really interesting if Hillary took the World Bank position. Of course, the past several World Bank heads have all been Bilderberg attendees, most of them perennial, most of them every single year. That includes James Wolfensohn, a multi-generational servant of the Rothschild family. It includes neocon Paul Wolfowitz, who had his own World Bank scandal and had to step down a few years ago when they introduced Robert Zoellick, also, of course, a big globalist minion. Now, if Hillary Clinton were to take the position, that would be key. In other news, we have received the list. It was leaked earlier today. It's on Infowars.com. It's been on DrudgeReport.com as one of the top links. And we know one part of their agenda is, of course, to perpetuate the war in Libya as they look to other regions in the Middle East. That's been part of their long-term plan. Of course, we've just witnessed the Arab Spring with protests, violent protests, crackdowns, all kinds of shifting geopolitical acts of significance in Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, the different parts of the peninsula there. And we know from last year in 2010, they leaked on the official Bilderberg meeting site that there was a discussion from Obama to the, I don't have it in front of me, I don't have the exact words, but it was about from Obama to the path to the Iranian revolution using new social media, including Twitter and other aspects. And we know there's been meetings in the U.S. propping up some of the revolutionaries in that area of the world. And coinciding with that, we really have a powerhouse of the internet empire here at the meeting. We have among them, excuse me one moment while I consult the list. We have the Facebook co-founder, Chris Hughes. We have also Craig Mundy of Microsoft. There's also the Bilderberg steering member, Peter Thiel. He's the PayPal executive. He's also a big investor in Facebook. Actually, quite interestingly, he also endorsed Ron Paul in 2007. He's a bit of a libertarian, but also a hedge fund manager. And obviously, they're trying to control the online dominion and as well as influence all these social revolutions, particularly in the Middle East. So that's another area to watch as we get more information out of the 2011 meeting. Of course, down on the ground, we've seen an incredible police response crackdown. We've just received reports that they've challenged protesters on the line a few minutes ago. Reports last night that a member of the Italian EU Parliament tried to enter the meeting. He was pushed down and his nose was bloodied. So that's just incredible tyranny. And I think Bilderberg's going to see a Gandhi-like response. But moving on, we have sitting next to me Luke Radowski. He's the founder of We Are Change and has been an incredible activist for the past several years. And he, of course, has also, as a part of that, been covering Bilderberg for, what is it, Luke, the past three or the past 4 years?
Too many years.
Too many years now. Yeah, we're all deep in the trenches at this point. So I'm going to pass the phone to you, Luke, and tell us some of your observations here, and what do you expect to see as the outcome from Bilderberg, not only this year, but in the future, as just incredible focus and attention, media attention is put on them, turning around the paradigm, showing who they are. Luke Radowski.
Well, I think it's very amazing to see each year how much the media coverage of this event gets bigger and bigger every year we go on. And right now we are seeing the growth of the alternative media that is covering this Bilderberg group meeting from top to bottom. And it's just amazing seeing not the mainstream media that's controlled by the corporations, but the people of this world showing everybody else with one YouTube video, with a Facebook post or a Twitter post, exactly what's happening. And that's where people are getting most of the majority of their information. And I have to say, we are the mainstream media. It's no longer we're trying to become it. We actually have become it because most of our information is given and shared throughout the world. And it's just beautiful. I mean, there's so many great activists here from all walks of life. There's people with kids here. There's older people. There's young people. And it's just beautiful seeing so many different people of all walks of life coming together to document what's happening here. I wouldn't even call this a protest. Everybody has a DSLR camera around their neck. Everybody has professional camera equipment, picture equipment. And we're here just trying to show the world what's happening. And it's just beautiful with the potential and so much amazing things that we could just show people without any corporate mainstream media saying, oh, no, you can't talk about this. There's so many We Are Change chapters here, it's even hard to list. I can't even keep track of all of them. And We Are Change Switzerland is doing an amazing job down here. They organized an amazing event that we're at right now. They have also wrote their local politicians exactly what's happening, the harassment that has been going on. I've been here for about 2 days now, and I already got my passport taken away. I already got detained. I already got threatened with arrest and deportation from the country just because I'm here filming what's going on. And the question has to be asked, if these so-called rich people don't have nothing to hide and aren't doing anything sinister, why in the world are they treating people who want to cover this event, who want to document what's happening here, being treated like criminals? And they're pretty much protecting this place like Fort Knox, and it's just crazy what's happening. I've been actually traveling all over Europe the last couple of days, and I've been in France, I've been in Spain covering major protests, and I have to say, people in France, people in Spain, they all heard of the Bilderberg Group. I've talked to random people on the streets, I've talked to people at protests. Many people know what the Bilderberg Group is. Many people are sick of the left and right paradigm. Many people just want to be left alone. They want these big banksters that are here secretly meeting. They want them out of their lives. They don't want all their money to go to them. They want freedom. They want liberty. And I was shocked and amazed to see the true spirit, the true ideas that we've been pushing forward for many years now, so alive here in Europe. There's such a disconnect between us and the Europeans, the Americans, and the people over here have so many interests, so many goals in common. I mean, we're all just people overall, and we all just want the same thing in life. We just want to be left alone. We want life, liberty, and freedom. And these people here are suffering just like we are here. I was in Paris, France, in Bastille Square, covering the major camp-op protests, where hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters were tear-gassed, were beaten by French police officers just because they wanted to camp out in their square to show solidarity with a Spanish movement.
Yeah, of course, we reported the bomb scare yesterday where, you know, our car was parked at the top of the hill and the chief of police told Aaron that nobody would be allowed into the area.
Not the same chief.
Not the same chief of police who came to this event tonight. And Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian put out a report this morning where he got the photograph, which was taken by one of the activists, of the man who was arrested for the apparent bomb scare where the police were talking about some kind of tube-like device that was found in that location just across from the Bilderberg Hotel. Now, most of the activists that we've spoken to had never seen this guy before and couldn't identify him, but according to Alex of InfoKrieg, it turns out that he was a member of a neo-fascist organization, and as Alex has just said to me now, you know, you would think that he would agree with what Bilderberg are doing inside the hotel, but definitely some kind of provocateur action was in evidence yesterday.